The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I am convinced that we here at WRFD Radio provide the absolute finest Christian teaching programs on planet Earth. We are so grateful for our programmers, the ministries that are a part of the WRFD family. One of those ministries that we absolutely love, and I know you love as well, is Family Life Today. And it's my privilege to welcome to the program Bob Lapine, who is Senior Vice President and Chief Creative Officer of Family Life Today, and co-host of Family Life Today. Bob, welcome to the program again.
Mr. Burney, it's been too long. Good to connect with you today.
It has. And may I say once again, I think you're the only chief creative officer that I know.
Well,
what a gig.
I made the title up. It's part of being creative, you know?
I love it. Now, you've been on the program several times before, but for our listeners who may be new to the family, just give us a little bit of your background. You've been associated with Family Life Today, I believe, since 1992, correct?
You've got it right there. Yeah, I came here to Little Rock in 1992 when Family Life had been doing weekend Remember Marriage Getaways for about 15 years at that point. And one of the things they were investigating was launching a daily radio program. And I had background in radio and had a love for God's word and for what God is doing through families. And so Dennis Rainey and I connected, and we began Family Life Today in November of 1992. And I haven't been able to find a steady job since then. So I've been right here the whole time.
How has Family Life Today changed since 1992?
You know, I think if you think back to 1992 and the issues that were facing marriages and families in that day, we have been through a little bit of a cultural marriage and family tsunami during that
time. We sure have.
I mean,
we sure have.
Issues related to how you define marriage. We never thought back in 1992 that we would see in our lifetime a day when the definition of marriage, or for that matter, the definition of gender, would be something that would be discussed and debated. We thought these were settled issues in the culture, and yet we've watched the culture redefine, reexamine, reinterpret what the Bible has to say about these things, all of which has left people growing up in churches, people who are trying to raise their kids, asking questions. How do we present what the Bible says about this and have it hold up in a culture that is saying that's wrong? And not only is it wrong, but the culture is saying if you believe what the Bible says, you're a hateful, wicked, evil person. So it's a different day, and here at Family Life we're saying, you know, we're gonna stay true to what the Bible says and just try to equip moms and dads and husbands and wives to keep their commitments to love, honor, and cherish one another and to raise their kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Well, obviously, since 1992, your message has not changed, biblical presentation of marriage and the family. But as you said, and I think that's a great description, we've seen a tsunami of change in cultural attitudes toward family. Because of that drastic cultural change in attitude towards the family, is family life finding it more difficult to present the truth? Or are people more anxious to learn the truth? Does that question even make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. And I think you've got some people who, I was reading an article about this last night from Al Mohler, the president of Southern Seminary, and he said, you know, holding to biblical truth in a compassionate and winsome way, which is how we ought to hold to it, is going to become increasingly more difficult mm-hmm. in the years to come. And so for a ministry like ours, we're finding that some people are saying, well, I'll give you an example. I was speaking at an event in Denver about 5 years ago, and I was speaking on marriage and gender and sexuality and what the Bible says about these things. And I had a pastor come up to me at the end of that time, and he said, "You're a dinosaur." I mean, he said, your views are just so out of step with where the culture is that basically I'm not listening and nobody else is going to listen to this as well. And so that's something I don't think I would have heard 35 years ago had I been speaking, but today there's an increasing number of folks who have been swayed by the cultural winds, and they're drifting away from the things that we're saying, and they're saying you're antiquated, you're out of step. So I think we've lost some to the cultural winds. By the same token, those who keep reading their Bible and saying, you know, I think the Bible's pretty clear on these things, they're hungrier than ever to have an ally come alongside and say, you're not crazy. This is what the Bible teaches. And not only is it what the Bible teaches, but it's what God established as what is best for human flourishing. And so if you want to thrive as a human being, follow what the Bible teaches about marriage and family and gender and sexuality, and you will experience what God designed marriage and family to be about in the first place. So maybe we've lost some to the cultural winds, to answer your question, but I think we have a committed base of people who are hungrier than ever for somebody to come along and tell them the truth.
Well, you've basically taken care of my follow-up question. My follow-up question was, does that mean then that you are being pressured by those in the Christian evangelical community to soften your presentation so as not to offend and to fit better into our current culture? So that is happening. You are being pressured in some ways.
Well, here's what I would say, that the pressure comes with not with with threats, but more with a dismissal. Mm. Like if this is who you are, we just dismiss you from it. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to pay attention to you any longer. And that's okay. We don't mind being dismissed. We've not experienced a lot of anger or hostility pointed toward us. And, Bob, I think one of the reasons for that is, we have avoided a lot of political conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a whole group of people who believe that ultimate power is found in politics. And so because we're not addressing things on a political level, people would say, well, we don't need to worry about them. They're not a threat. They're not playing in the place where the power is. And we're saying, oh, we think we know where the power is, and we think it's in a different place than you think it is. And so we're just going to keep coming to moms and dads and husbands and wives and saying that the real power is in what the Bible teaches, and just keep pressing people in that direction.
Amen. We're talking with Bob Lapine, and I'm coming up on a break. Family Life is the sponsor of our anniversary club here on Bob Burney Live, and I've been telling you for an entire year that at the end of 2019, Family Life was going to sponsor one of the couples who registered for the anniversary club to a complete getaway weekend remember package. And when we come back, we'll announce the winner. I have a bowl sitting beside me with a bunch of names. I was hoping it would have popcorn in it, but it's got names. And we will choose a winner live on the air when we return. And we will be returning with Bob Lapine with Family Life. Stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And I'd like to welcome back to the program Bob Lapine, Senior Vice President, Chief Creative Officer of Family Life, and co-host of Family Life Today, and the world's foremost authority on the Cheesecake Factory. Have you...
I'm so glad to have that title bequeathed on me by you. Thank you so much. You know, I don't know if you know this, but last year, I was in California for business, and I took a day trip, and I went to the headquarters where they actually make all the cheesecakes.
Really?
I got a tour of the actual Cheesecake Factory and saw cheesecakes being made. So I am a little bit of an authority on it.
And Bob right. Lipfien was heard singing, "Heaven, I'm in heaven." And most of our listeners won't know the joke, but we invited Bob Lipfien to Columbus, and we thought he was coming to speak to pastors. We found out he came because we have two cheesecake factories here in Columbus, and that's why he came.
I had not eaten at either one of them, and I'm on a quest to eat at every cheesecake factory in America. And as of, I could tell you this, as of Thanksgiving, I've eaten at 129 different locations of the Cheesecake Factory in America now.
Well, I suppose congratulations are in order. We're about to give away a complete package for one of our couples to a weekend to remember at the Columbus Marriott Northwest, April 3rd through 5th, this coming year. We're going to give that away in just a moment. But before we do, Bob, what is a weekend to remember to our listeners who have no clue?
Boy, a weekend to remember is a fun and romantic getaway for a couple where we give you a tune-up for your marriage. It's preventive maintenance on a marriage relationship that helps you remember what marriage is all about in the first place, helps you rekindle the romance in your marriage, helps you understand better how you can serve as a couple, how you can pursue oneness in your marriage. It starts on Friday night. It goes through Sunday at noon. And it's just a great getaway where you get introduced to the biblical basics about marriage in an environment that's fun, that's encouraging. There's some projects you do, just the two of you as a couple. There's a date night on Saturday night. I mean, it's just a personal retreat for a couple that'll give you a great foundation for your marriage, whether you need a tune-up or whether you need an overhaul. It's a great opportunity for you to get away and talk about marriage.
Well, I want you to know, Bob, I am so grateful, and all of us here at WRFD are grateful for the support and the sponsorship of Family Life for our anniversary club. We've had a lot of fun with it over the years. Each day we celebrate an anniversary of someone in our audience. And you folks have very graciously supplied a Family Life Weekend Remember marriage getaway, including the registration for the couple, a two-night hotel stay at the Columbus Marriott Northwest here in Columbus, April 3rd through 5th. And again, provided by the good folks at Family Life. Bob, I think it's time to draw a winner. You think so?
Let me see if I can reach through the electronic telephone, and can I be the one that pulls the name out of the hat?
Well, I've got a whole bowl full of names here beside me. Like I said, I was hoping
right.
It was going to be popcorn, but all right, and I'm reaching in, and here it
we
is.
Let
me unfold it, and I'm praying it's a name I can pronounce. All right, here it is, our grand prize winners for the Anniversary Club, sponsored by Family Life. Michael and Nathalyn Haynes of Beaver Creek, Ohio.
Woo-hoo!
Michael and Nathalyn Haynes, I hope I pronounce that right, Nathalyn, looks like Nathalyn Haynes of Beaver Creek, Ohio. That's over by Dayton, Bob, if you're not familiar with that. They were the March winners of the Anniversary Club. They were married March 10th of 1985, so we celebrated their anniversary together back on March 10th, And they are the grand prize winners, Michael and Nathalie. And I hope you're listening, but someone on our staff will be contacting you, getting you your certificate to go to the Family Life Weekend to Remember, April 3rd through 5th at the Columbus Marriott Northwest. Now, Bob, we only had one winner. So those couples in our audience who want to attend that Weekend to Remember, when and how can they register?
They can all be winners. All they have to do is go to our website. I'll just take you directly to go to weekendtoremember.com. That's the website that's got the information about all of the different locations throughout the country where we host these events. The information about the Columbus event is there. But, you know, there may be some listeners who say, maybe we should just get away and go to one in another city. Well, you can do that. Just go to weekendtoremember.com. If you have any questions about the getaway, you can call us. Can I do the number? Is that okay if I do the number?
Sure, absolutely.
1-800-FL-TODAY. That's 1-800-358-6329. 1-800-F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. I wonder how many times I have said that in my lifetime. A whole bunch.
Do you have a Weekend to Remember coming up in Honolulu?
You know,
I know of a talk show host and his wife who might be interested.
We used to do one in the islands, and it's been a few years since we've had a Honolulu event. But I will let the team know that when we schedule that, the Bernies would like to be on the invitation list, right?
Yeah, we'll catch a cruise ship in San Diego and go on over and see. Yeah, boy, that would be great. All right, again, our grand prize winners. Michael and Nathalie Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S, Haynes of Beaver Creek. They celebrated their anniversary on March 10th. They were married in 1985. Congratulations to Michael and Nathalie Haynes of Beaver Creek. Bob, how, you know, we've got about a minute left. How can our listeners pray for you and the folks at Family Life? You give out, give out, give out. How can we pray for you?
Well, I think probably the best answer to that is just pray that we will continue to be able to speak clearly to the issues that couples and families are facing. I mean, we are aware of, because we hear from so many listeners about the challenges that are going on. And most of your listeners know that over the last year, we have welcomed a new host to the program, actually a couple that are now hosting the program with me. Dave and Ann Wilson have taken over for Dennis and Barbara Rainey. And I love working with Dave and Ann. They do a great job of speaking to marriage and family issues. I just think, pray for us that we will continue to turn to God's Word as our source and as the place from which all wisdom comes as we talk about marriage and family issues.
Check out familylife.com is the website for Family Life, familylife.com. If you want to know more about the Weekend to Remember, it's weekendtoremember.com. Is that correct?
That is the place to go, absolutely.
Weekendtoremember.com. And you can register for the event coming up here in Columbus, April 3rd through the 5th at the Columbus Marriott Northwest. Bob, it's always a privilege to have you on the program. Appreciate all that you do and the folks at Family Life. Thank you and God bless you.
Great talking to you.
You as well.
Thanks.
We'll be right back with more Bob Brady Live.